this is where it is right here. He says, O our God, wilt thou not judge? It's verse 12. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. And this last line right here. Neither know we what to do. I don't know what to do, Lord. Has anyone else said that? I know I have. I don't know what to do, God. I don't have any answers. If I have an answer, it's because you gave it to me. It's because you put it in my heart. I don't know how to be a good husband. I don't know how to be a good father. But God does. God has the answer. But our eyes, like he did with the song, but my eyes, God. But my eyes are upon thee. My focus is on you. I will not take my eye off the prize. I will not forget about the high calling of Jesus Christ to rule and reign with him, to be a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. What a calling we have here today, church. What a calling we have. To be a part of the bride of Christ. It's unfathomable. You can't even put your mind around it. When Brother Smith was talking the other day about Brother York and him talking about the greatness of God, well, there's another one of those mysteries. You can't even fathom how wonderful God's plan is for us. But you know what? Sign me up. I want to know. I want to get there. How about you, Brother McGowan? And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Now here comes the good part. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. God will answer our call. And he said, Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid. Be not afraid, church. Be not afraid, church, nor dismayed. By reason of this great multitude of your problems, of your issues, of the sicknesses, of this world that's around us. For the battle is not yours. The battle is God's. But God's. God's. What's that that Brother Paul Thompson had said before? You know, don't talk to me about your mountain. My God's bigger than your mountain. You know, my God is able. You know, that's the thing. And let me just tell you, this is all coming at me, all right? I'm just professing what's in my heart right now. I'm tired of throwing up the problems and saying, oh, everything is just so big. My God is greater than any mountain. I don't want to sing these songs as lip service. I don't want to come to church and go through the motion. I want to come to church every day. I want to worship my God every day. I want to lift him up in this temple every day. I want to serve him where I'm not worried about that mountain today. Why? Because my God, he'll remove it. He'll lift me over it. He'll walk with me through it. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Does he ask us to fight our own battles? Does he tell us to do that? He says, rely on me. Brother Smith was talking to us earlier about that. He said, you know, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. Hey, he said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. He didn't say, hey, figure it out yourself. He said, I'll give you rest. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, this 18th verse, that's what I want to get to right here. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Right. Worshiping the Lord. Yeah. Worshiping the Lord. Giving him praise. Giving him honor. Why? Had anything even occurred yet? Was Moab and Ammon gone? No. Are my problems when I go home, are all my bills paid, and do I not have any worries in the world? Do I have to go to work tomorrow? They're still there. They're still there. But what does this say? It says they fell before the Lord, before Him worshiping. Yeah. Worshiping. Worshiping with all their heart, soul, and mind. Worshiping before God. And that's what I want to be able to do more. I want to know that, you know what? I don't have the answers. There's many things that are besieging me from every side. But I just want to worship God with all my heart. And I'll let Him fight my battles. I'll seek Him with all my heart. I'll pray to Him. I'll fast to Him. Not because I'm marking off a list, Sister Angie, but because I love Him. I want to make Him happy. I want to praise Him. I want to love my Jesus. I want it to be like me hugging Him and saying, God, make me what You want me to be, Lord. I just wanted to get up. I felt that on my heart. I want to get up and praise God. I want to lift His name up.
Yes.
Do you guys remember, I don't know if it ever happened in Republic, but you know, years ago in the old church, I can remember as a small child something we would do. Slowly, and I didn't understand this, but slowly, we would walk around the sanctuary with our hands lifted, just praising God.
Oh, yeah.
Just praising God.
Yeah.
Why? Because we were sincerely worshiping our King. We were sincerely worshiping our Lover. You know, I was thinking about that tonight. God, let me worship You.
All right.
And praise in my heart, in my soul. God, sincerely.
Yes.
Oh, God, will You praise Him with me? Will You lift up the blessed Son of Heaven, the God of Israel, the God of this church, the God of our hearts? This is our God. He is worthy to be praised above any other. There's no idols in my heart, God. Oh, God, I worship You, Lord. I praise Your mighty name, Lord. I lift You up, God. Lift us up, Lord. Oh, God. Your people, Lord. The body of Christ, Lord. Lead us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I praise Your mighty name, Lord. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise You, Lord.
He's heard Your prayer.
Praise You, Lord.
God heard Your prayer.
Oh, Jesus.
The longing in Your heart.
Oh, God. I magnify Your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I need You in my life, God.
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Sanctuary. For you. Sanctuary, pure. because of some diabetes problems, and Sister Weaver called in and asked that we would pray for him. It's been such a good service. It's a joy that reading there and exhortation from Brother Phil Fisher, and wonderful. The Lord touched him. I'm glad he got out of his bad spirit when he got here. He's able to let the Lord use him. Yes. Pray for Brother Shane.
Pray for Sister Keys, too. She's under a lot of stress right now because with him being down, and it's a new area. And let's pray that establish her and give her strength.
Dear Lord, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, bring these things with you. Brother Weaver, Lord, touch him tonight at home. Send a healing flow, hallelujah, and in where he's at right now. Brother Shane, oh God, you know he needs your touch. Dear Jesus. Dismissed. Karen, keep on the Lord. Hallelujah.